Well, Gary, you say dynamic, and that's very true. We got another dynamic player on with us today, and, you know, I must have to say, will the real Avishai Cohen please stand up? Avishai Cohen.
Hey, man.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. You know, when I listen to your music, I see lovers twirling and waltzing in this classic romantic bliss. Do you compose your music with a vision of dancing?
I don't actually. I've been asked or been it's been told by people that do dance and choreography and everything that it could fit here and there, or it's been taken for some dance classes, some of the music. But I just love rhythm and I love romantic music, and I love everything that has to do with movement without actually doing it for that. You know, it exists in me. I always loved dancing, and I love all that.
Well, it just exudes from your playing. I mean, you also have a very rhythmically percussive sound when you perform. I mean, you use the body of your bass to express further extensions of your imagination. It's very appealing, man.
Well, thank you.
And it adds to a more well-rounded emotional expression of what you do as well.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know, I don't have any control over how I look or react or act when I play, but when I see myself on a video or something, I'm like, oh my God.
Well, you know, that's good, because it shows the truth in the music. I mean, we just mentioned the word before we came on air, organic, and that's very true. You know, it's like you don't know what's going to happen until it happened, and that frees the music up. And that also mixes in with part of his beauty.
Sure. Well, thank you. I believe it's true.
You're listening to Avishai Cohen right here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show's called Live with the Jazz Cat. I'm Leroy Downs. And you're listening to it on the For Locals Only show with Gary Hamada. You know, the music you write and perform is just loaded with musical mantras that send these singing blessings of love, as I mentioned, and they seem to touch down on a world, and the music just unites a world. There's all of these global rhythms. I mean, the tunes travel across the globe. You know, are you expressing musical journeys, conquest, and dreams?
Yeah, well, again, you know, I guess I'm one of my one of the things I cherish most is my things I got as a gift, it seems, or, you know, I don't really come to a composition or to the music with a preconceived thought. Never almost happened to me. It's just, I really am lucky to emotionally have streams of energies coming out of me, and then I have the language or the knowledge to put it into a piece of work, you know, like I craft certain things that that make you feel a certain way, or myself at least, and I believe that it will make other people feel that too, or something close to that. And then we take that as a trio or whatever band I tour with, and interpret that, interpret the written music, and then give our own interpretation. And usually, it's just a successful combination of things. As the pre-thought is not really something that I have a plan for. It's just something that comes out of me, but then I have the responsibility to craft it in a way where it makes sense not only to me, but the musicians that play with me too, and to the people that eventually hear it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got a real tight crew, man. Sam Barsh on piano and Mark Gugliana on the drums. I mean, that's a solid trio. And when you add, you know, someone like Adam Hoffman, or in your latest band with Jimmy Green, there's just all these different flavors that really enhance the music.
Well, thank you. I usually have the idea at least about what musicians I want to use to execute this, whatever new compositions I have. And I've been, again, successful with that too. It's a blessing to be able to find people that are that are so great and want to do that with me and on a regular basis, where we build a thing that's unstoppable because of the amount of shows that we do and the dedication and devotion that the guys have to this project. It's a real blessing. It's the real deal. I think it's how all the great guys like Art Blakey and you know, all our favorites, how they crafted this sound that is still such a revolutionary sound, because they were at it in such a way.
And you know, one of the key things to that as well is that all of those guys that came before us, and even you who continue now, freedom in the music is such a key element. It's such a key element.
Oh my God, yes, that's true.
Well, you know, there have been so many albums, several over the years, from Dama, Devotion, and Colors to Continuo, and now your latest live recording at the Blue Note Records called As Is.
Right. Well, the thing is about the live thing is that I've been asked by my fans, mainly in the past few years now, when they see the show, they're so into the energies that come out of the stage when we play, and they're like, when are you putting out a live album? And I'm like, well, very soon, I hope. And then finally, you know, we were playing a week at the Blue Note in New York about 7 months ago, and I said to my manager, I said, we should try this. We should try to go for a live recording on this one, because it's about time, maybe. And he said, oh, why not? And then we asked the Blue Note Club, and they were into it, and we collaborated on it, and now there's a live DVD and record that was recorded there, and it's very, very exciting and has all that, you know, that rough edge stuff that you don't get in the studio. It has this live, rawness to it, and that's why I called it As Is. It's really as it is when we play live, and I'm very, very proud of it.
Oh, yeah, it's a great project, and as you mentioned, it has a CD on one side, a DVD on the other side, and it's done in collaboration, I guess, with Half Note Records, but also with your record label, Raz Daz Records.
Exactly.
Now, there are a few people that I know, and a few of them work really hard, and they put their music out on their own label, and you seem to do this too. I mean, how do you balance it? How do you balance, you know, the playing along with, you know, booking the band?
Oh, well, no, I don't get it wrong here. I'm very lucky with the crew that I work with. I have a management that takes care not only of the label, but of course of the booking and everything. All I need to do is do what I do, which is play, show up to the gig, and write music, which has been my life in the last 20 years. So if I didn't have my partners and my manager, Ray Jefford, I would never take such a step as having a label. I represent the label in an artistic way, and I'm the, you know, the identified person in that label, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't manage it or you know, sustain the life of it. I just provide music to it.
You're a smart man. You feed the creativity and let the wheel take care of it.
Exactly. And I'm about to do other projects with other people, not only myself, which I can't totally tell you about. So not because I don't want to, it's because I don't want it to be a situation where I tell you that and then I don't. But it's on the stove. There's a few things that are starting to happen right now, and we're about to put out music not only for me.
Oh, beautiful. So you got the burners on low.
Oh, yeah. I want to give other musicians that I think are brilliant a chance to put out music out there.
Oh, beautiful. Well, we're looking forward to it. You're talking with Avishai Cohen on the show Live with the Jazz Cat on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. I'm Leroy Downs, and the show is brought to you on the segment with Mr. Gary Hamada. Well, you know, there's so many philosophies when it comes to jazz music. There's global and regional influences, Eastern versus Western, avant versus contemporary, straight ahead, popular. You know, for the jazz industry and for many of its listeners, this creativity is labeled, segmented, and, you know, distributed accordingly. But for music without such boundaries such as yours, how do you suggest the listening audience approach your projects?
With no preconceived thoughts or anything, just as music. Because after all, what it is just music, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nothing less or more than pure emotion through a craft of notes and rhythms and harmonies. It's just music.
Yeah. Well, it's great music, man.
Thank you.
Hey, you know, it's interesting that jazz musicians from the U.S. that visit overseas have always been celebrated for years. But when the roles are reversed, you know, there doesn't seem to be quite that same enthusiasm. I mean, you came and made your residency here and made a name for yourself. How was your transition from Israel to the States, and who were some of the cats that you met along the way?
Well, like anybody that takes themselves out of where they are originally from and go to another place with a new society, everything is new. I didn't know anybody. Wasn't easy. The first few years were pretty hard, and I had to be strong. But I had a vision, and I believed it was gonna work, and it did. In my stay in New York, I met incredible musicians like Danilo Perez and like Roy Hargrove and like Josh Redman and Brad Meldow, and those are kind of some of the people that I kind of like was in the scene with in New York. And then through that, I met Chick Corea, and he embraced me like nobody had ever embraced me. It was a real gift. And that took me to the next level, and I got known more and more, and always kept investing in my own world and my craft in music, and it paid off, because today I have something going on. You know, I have a thing that is out there, and we take it everywhere and play the music, and it seems to be soothing people, and that's an incredible feeling and an incredible achievement for me. It's like what I've always wanted.
Yeah, original creation that moves these human beings is great. It's not the same old standard stuff. You don't do too many standards.
I hardly ever do them. I don't want to do anything that's been done before. If I have an original, very original and convincing way of presenting an old standard that's been played in many ways already, I do it. But that's very, very rare. I did it on this live recording at the Blue Note. We're doing Caravan, and we have a very funky and different kind of approach to the tune, and that's why I allowed myself to put it on a record. But it takes serious convincing for me to do that.
Yeah, you know, I kind of have the same philosophy. I mean, when I was a DJ on one of the radio stations here in Los Angeles, I never played the tunes that everybody wanted to hear off of these albums. I always went for things that, you know, that didn't get played that much, because there's beauty in those too, and you know, people listen and they enjoy and get to learn some new stuff.
Of course, that's very important. Pushing the envelope.
You know? You know, I do it well.
Good.
And so do you, my friend.
It's a good thing we still have our jobs, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've loved your acoustic work, and you probably, I mean, I could recognize your signature, you know, in the first bar. It's easy, you know. But I know you double on electric as well. I mean, what are some of the distinct differences that one could expect to notice or feel when you switch from acoustic to electric?
Well, I mean, basically the basic difference between acoustic and electric that everybody can hear. Other than that, I think that still, because of the writing and the spirit of the music, it's, you can still tell that it's me.
Right.
The acoustic is a more of a dynamic instrument. There's more dynamics to the range of the sonorities. But I don't know. For me, it's just, it's a vehicle. I used to play. I played piano in another band of mine. So it's just whatever serves the music, man. Really. For me, the electric. I use the electric only when I need to really, drive. Have a stronger drive through the rhythm with the drummer. If it's more of like a rocking, funking tune, you know, that the electric sometimes serves it better.
Yeah.
Basically, that both instruments I love, and as long as it does the job, it's cool.
Well, you said it best, man. We are all servants to the music.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've seen you perform, and you not only perform, but you're quite frequently a clinician at the International Association of Jazz Educators Convention as well.
Mm-hmm.
You teach students on a regular basis, too?
No, I don't have time to do private lessons. It's very rare that I do that. It takes someone that really convinces me that I would get as much from it.
Right.
Not that I always get from, but it's just I'm so busy I can't allow myself to privately teach. But I do clinics and workshops and master classes around the world. And if you're open, or if you go to my site and you know what my schedule is about and what I do, you can catch one of them.
Yeah. Well, the man's name is Avishai Cohen, and he plays the bass, so don't get it confused with anybody else. The album's called As Is. Live at the Blue Note, Mr. Avishai Cohen. Hey, man, thanks for stopping in.
Man, it's a pleasure. I hope to see you soon.
I hope to see you too, man. You're actually right now playing up in Oakland, and I'm flying up there on Thursday, but you're flying back down here on Wednesday. So we're going to miss each other, but that's all right, man. You playing at the Jazz Bakery?
We're at Yoshi's here in Oakland tonight and tomorrow, and then we're at the bakery for a matinee thing on Sunday, because at night we have a show in San Diego.
Oh, wow.
So we're very busy, but that would be the end of a month's tour in the States, so I'm going home soon.
Just a quick swing through the West. Well, it's a pleasure to have you, man, and we enjoy your music
Thank
very
you. God
much.
Bless, man. Keep it going.
Avishai Cohen.